Good morning again, Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. We are continuing today's December 12th, 2019 hearing and moving to the second item on the agenda, which is the Paul Accessory Dwelling Unit. This is a conditional use permit, permit number 19-03245. And I have reviewed the staff report and the attachments, so exhibits 1 through 23. And the order of procedure will be the same as the last matter. We probably should have heard this one first. I suspect this will go a little bit faster. But if you go ahead and state your name for the record.
My name is Jeff Smith.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
My name is Jeff Smith. I'm representing Department of Community Development. And I'd like to, as outlined in the staff report, all exhibits, and also include the staff presentation.
Okay, so that'll be the PowerPoint will be 24, and those are all admitted.
The proposal today will provide affordable housing for the local community. Accessory dwelling units are deemed affordable housing. The request today is a conditional use permit submitted by the applicant to construct an 890 square foot or 99 square foot accessory dwelling unit. And there's some discrepancies in the site in the staff report on that, but based on what I can tell is that it's supposed to be 899.
Okay, and they can go up to 900.
It's all under, it still complies.
Yeah.
The applicant's proposing a 960 square foot attached garage.
Okay, so I need to clarify then. That was a question I had on the size on the garage. Mm-hmm. It's 960, not 887.
No.
And we can have if you don't have the numbers at your fingertips, we can have the applicant confirm the.
There's two garages.
There's two.
Shops.
This one's associated with the primary residence. Okay,
right.
So looking at the wrong section on. But you can go ahead and proceed.
And you can use the site plan. Okay, it lays out the different units that are being constructed.
Yeah, here you go. 960 square foot attached garage.
There's a few balls being juggled in the air on this one. The primary unit will be 3,028 square feet for the single family primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
And then 887 for a garage shop or for the attached garage. And then 1,392 square feet for the garage shop, excuse me. The subject property is is approximately 19.95 acres or 20, and it's zoned rural wooded. So the proposed SFR single family unit is near the center of the western third of the property. And the shop is located north of the single family unit, approximately 100 feet from the north property line. And it's going to be served by a two-party well and an on-site septic system. Property is located in South Kitsap County, not far from the Pierce County border, I guess, or county line. Property receives access off of private easement that you can see the recorded easement line right here. So the easement or the existing roadway is more prescriptive, showing where it is today. It doesn't necessarily follow that particularly property line. It receives access off of Kearney Lake Road, which is a public road, and maintained by the county. Again, the property is zoned rural wooded, and it's the rural wooded is one dwelling per 20 acres. This property was previously logged under by Ulin Tree Farm and they did a conversion option type forced practice permit where they selectively cut and retain certain designated trees and then leave other areas that are, have a potential to be grown, to grow trees in the future. And you can see this is Google Earth, so this is the most up-to-date aerial photograph that we have. You can see the driveway coming off the easement, and then the far as the logging through the center, and it goes all the way over to the east. And there's a stream that goes down this corridor. It's the fish stream, and there's a deciduous, or excuse me, deciduous, a seasonal stream that runs through this corridor through here. And since this lattice was went through a forest practices permit through DNR, they don't necessarily honor the same buffer requirements that the county does through through land use applications. This critical areas map shows the stream that I was just talking about. You see this, there's a dotted line through here that shows that the seasonal stream. There are some geologic hazard areas or minor ones on along that that corner through here. It's quite a distance away from where the single family unit and the ADU are going to be located. And those are going to be located towards the front of the parcel. There is an about 100-foot elevation differential between the west and to the east. So it's like 450 feet elevation at the front of it, and then about 350 towards that rear property line. And then it slopes down more at that side, on the east side. This is a comp plan map. It's rural wooded. Comp plan and the zoning have the same designation or wording. So you can see that the ridgeline private easement here kind of wraps around. These are established when the property was logged by Yulin Tree Farm, and they are being used today. There's Kearney Lake, far as the private, or excuse me, the public road. And then this is the zoning map. They're identical, they're consistent. So there are several outbuildings here. There's a shop. It's going to include a shopping garage. There's going to be a washing facilities, if I understand correctly, that they're going to have a farm here, raise horses. That's going to have a laundry facility. This is the primary unit right here. It's about 3,000 square feet. And then the ADU is located here. There is adequate room for off-street parking for three spaces for the primary unit. And over, there's one space required for the accessory dwelling unit, and they satisfy that requirement. They're actually, I believe they're providing two. You can see the logging road that's that goes through the property that's still existing, and that road will have, as a condition to this conditional use permit, is that that's going to have to be revegetated.
Those are the two lumber access.
Old
lumber access.
Yeah, and it's a, I believe it's called, it's a minor site development activity permit. And they kind of reestablished that. So again, the property is zoned rural wooded. It's outside any urban growth area, requires a conditional use permit per Title 17 of the zoning code. And under special provisions under the zoning code, and that's 17410060, lays out the standards for an accessory dwelling unit, and there's approximately 12 of those are standards that they, we recruit, review those for. And the first one is that requires a conditional use permit, and that's why we're here today. There's no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters or mobile homes or anything on the property. It's undeveloped. There's only no other ADUs on the property. The property owner plans on residing on the property, and there's a relative or family member will live in one of the units. And the site plan shows that the accessory dwelling unit will be within the 50% category of 900 square feet, 50% of the 3,000 square feet, up to 900 square feet for the accessory dwelling unit. As far as the floor area, doesn't really show it. There is going to be a garage with a bathroom in it. And
laundry and half bath.
Yes.
But it's not heated. So.
Not heated. I specifically went and spoke to the plans examiners in our building department, and they informed me that those type of facilities can be unheated per the residential code. Granted, that could be a problem during colder weather, but the applicant has agreed that's what's going to happen. So if they were going to be heated habitable area, then that would be included in the habitable floor area of the unit. And that would change how the things would lay out. Right now, as it stands, they meet the 50% requirement. And this will be placed in a binder that will be recorded against the property. The primary unit and the accessory unit are within 150 feet. I believe it's 90 feet apart.
It looks like it was 55 to 90, depending. I mean, either way, it complies with the...
Yeah, 50, yeah.
I guess it depended on the application versus the site plan.
Based on a scale that said, it was 55, but it says 90 in the application.
Yeah.
The units are planned to have a similar appearance. Both of them are going to be ramblers with a hardy plank siding, pitched roof. Similar paint color, so that this proposal meets that requirement. And here's the primary unit and floor plan. The proposal meets all setbacks. The front yard along the south property line is 170 feet. The east side yard is 900 feet. West side setback is 280 feet. And the rear yard is over 400 feet. So it does meet the setback requirements. There is a requirement that if you're adjacent to wooded land, that you have to have 100 foot. Generally, we don't apply that requirement because if you're within the zone, it's usually other uses that are outside the row wooded zone has to be 100 feet, but we reference it anyway.
Yeah.
So the staff gave proper public notice, 800 feet around the subject property. Staff did not receive any comments from adjacent property owners. The staff issued a DNS. There's no significant impacts with this proposal or impacts on transportation facilities in the area. They'll comply with all critical areas as well as stormwater code Title 12, as far as the stormwater manual. And it's consistent with the condition, or excuse me, the policies of the comprehensive plan and staff recommends approval.
Just one clarification, or actually two. The building permit applications, those have been submitted, or it's just what's proposed?
They're in.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you see, there are assigned numbers to those.
Okay. So, all right. That's for the primary house.
Yeah.
And then I had one AP on the certificate of public notice, you know, for posting the site and all that. AP, what does that stand for, the acronym? Approved.
True.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to check that. Those were my only questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet.
Is the applicant here? If you could step forward. If you could state your name for the record.
Darcy Paul.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. Have you had an opportunity to review the staff report?
And
okay, and do you have any concerns with the conditions? Are you okay with them?
No, I agree with all of them.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to add to the planning department presentation?
No.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So at this point, we'll open this up for public comment. There's no one on the sign-up sheet, but is there anyone here in the audience who wished to provide testimony on this proposal today? Let the record reflect that there is not anyone here who wished to provide testimony. Is there anything further from the planning department?
No.
Okay. So I believe that the applicant has documented consistency with both the county's conditional use permit criteria as well as the criteria that must be met specifically for an accessory dwelling unit. Mr. Smith detailed how those criteria were met, both today and in the record, as well as through the staff report, which provides detail on that. So I will be approving this ADU, CUP. A written decision will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to the hearing examiner clerk, Ms. Walston, and then she will provide that to the planning department and to the applicant and anyone else who requests a copy of that. Are there any questions on procedure or anything else? Nope. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to address today? Nope. Okay. We are adjourned. Thank you all.